We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
As we've been reporting, Proposition 1 scraped by. It would allocate billions to help the homeless and mentally ill. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, this was a very close victory for Newsom, but it's not the full picture.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And he was very relieved. I saw him last night, and he was very relieved that it had passed. But he had been hoping for a mandate, a cheering mandate. And as he said, you just said, it instead he got a squeaker by. And the reason he wanted a mandate in part was because what we're talking here is a $6.5 billion plan to rebuild California's mental health facilities and get them back online. We shut them down during the Reagan years. We've seen people on the streets. It's time to get them some help. He thinks it might even require, you know, committing people to mental institutions and, you know, compelling people to go into drug treatment centers. But just building those centers and those hospitals is just part of the package. And that's going to be a tough one because, as we know, getting something built in California is one thing to say yes to it and another thing to actually do it. And then second of all, he was hoping to have a political message being sent to county and city and health officials that this is the direction that California wants to go. Because even if you build these things, you have an institutional resistance to putting people against their will into mental institutions or into mandated drugs treatment facilities. So he's still got a big fight ahead of him.
Phil, $6 billion is a lot of money. What kind of impact do you think it'll have?
Well, it'll get available for the cities and counties, but they have to be able to spend it. You know, we spent and we've passed millions of dollars in affordable housing bonds, for example. People said yes to the idea of spending the money, but then you say, okay, we're going to use it and we're going to actually start building. And people say, whoa, 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 not in my neighborhood, not in my town, not in here, not there. Imagine if you said you wanted to, you know, build a mental hospital somewhere. I don't know what the resistance could be to that. So, Margie, this is basically granting permission to go do it, going to do it. That's where the governor has to move in. And it's coming at a time when California is sort of, you know, starting to feel a bit wobbly. The budget projections, one of the reasons why people possibly hesitated on voting on this, is we've gone from $100 billion surplus when it was first proposed to possibly anywhere from a $40 to $70 billion deficit. So people are going, I don't know if we have the money for this. Do we have the money to keep it rolling? The other part of it is, meanwhile, people's utility bills are going up. You know, high-speed rails costing more money. Everywhere you turn, the costs are going up. So this $6 billion sounds big now. I don't. By the time you start turning shovels on it, inflation and everything, I mean, like, it might not be as big as you thought. So Newsom's got a couple of years to try to get this thing really going up and running so that his successor can keep it on track. And that's a challenge in very challenging times that we're going to see in the next year or so.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.